It is a topic on everyone's mind.
I've been saying for a couple of months, I really, really like this kid. I don't know if he's going to be a special elite player, but I definitely think he's a gamer, a gritty guy who's going to win a lot of football games in the NFL.
Fueled by speculation, rumors, and mock picks.
A team really willing in the middle rounds to take a chance on him because I think he's an impact player.
The NFL draft is just days away, and it is the main topic of conversation with fans wondering what the Vikings do with their 11 draft picks. Paul Allen and Pete Bursich from the Vikings Radio Network are two fans who are counting down the hours until Thursday to see what the Purple do in the 2013 draft.
You coached it and you played. Now, in my 14 years of analyzing the NFL draft, I must say, with 23 and 25 this year and six picks through the first four rounds, this is maybe the most unpredictable draft situation for the Vikings that I've ever seen. I don't know. What do you think about it?
I think you throw into that or add into that how the draft has changed and how these top picks aren't commanding the same dollars that they used to.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not such a big decision to take a guy number one or number two. And then you combine that with what we're hearing on the street is that this draft isn't stacked with the top with five or ten players of elite caliber. So does that mean the top teams want to go down, trade down, or go lower? I mean, there's all kinds of things that can happen.
Yep.
And I think we're going to see a trend. I think you're going to see a lot more movement, a lot more trading. And I think teams now are going to ignore what it costs to bring in the player that they want. They're just going to do what they need to do to get the player that they want. If they have to trade a pick, that's fine. They don't want to have to sign on and pay another guy $10 million more dollars because they drafted him five spots sooner.
Yep.
If they're willing to give up a seventh-round pick to get the guy that they want, I think they'll do it.
Let me ask you this. With 23 and 25, if Winfield goes to Seattle, which he did, Harbin was part of a trade. We've added Jennings, but we also added Currency. When you lose a dynamic slot guy like Percy or a cornerback like Winfield, does that put more pressure on a general manager to draft that spot earlier, or do you still stay true to it, best player available?
You're still going to want to stay as true as you can, but at the same time, you can't ignore the holes that you have. I mean, we still need a middle linebacker as well. So what are you going to do with that spot?
Might use Aaron Henderson in the middle.
There you go. But which one is the most important? Which one do they want to address? So you have those two or three situations. When you get down closer to your pick, you say, okay, these are our needs. These are our wants. Is there a player out there that matches up? Is there a player at 22 that's a linebacker that would make sense? Is there a cornerback at 22 that would make sense? And if that's the case, then it makes your decision easier. Now, the problem is if there's no one there at that time, you know, at 22 now, you can get an elite player, top-tier player at some of those odd positions. And by odd, I mean center, offensive guard. Not that we need any of those positions, but if you're going to go by and say, I'm taking the best person available, it could be an offensive guard. And what does that mean? Hey, that means our offensive line is going to be even better.
23 and 25, man, on Thursday. Good seeing you.
All right, good to see you.
Bye-bye.
That's it.
Globalization in our game, you know, not just bringing it here to the UK, but, you know, all throughout Europe as well.
Coming up, see the popularity of the NFL overseas. That's next on Vikings Beyond the Gridiron.